She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
I'm Meech.
What up, what up?
What you got there, my friend?
So, Jingle Jam artist Megan Thee Stallion, she's taking her beef with her makeup artist to the next level.
Oh, what's happening?
Now she's threatening to, make a lawsuit against the guy if he doesn't be quiet.
Oh, what's he? What, he's blabbermouthing?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
So, her lawyer, Dina LaPolt, she fired off a cease and desist letter, saying that, you know, he's claiming, you know, the violating, like, non-disclosure agreement.
So, yeah, she's probably, yeah, because when you're, like, with your, I'm going to explain to you what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you use the same people all the time.
Yep.
You're in there talking.
Yes.
Like, it's like me and my girl that dyes my hair or whatever and cuts my hair. Like, we all know each other's business.
Yeah.
So, it's like you in there getting your makeup done, because makeup takes a really long time.
Yep.
Like, maybe an hour or two, you might be in there telling your whole life story.
Absolutely.
So now this guy is walking around telling everybody Megan Thee Stallion's business.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And the beef started last week when Megan Thee Stallion went up. I guess she was doing something for Vogue. Mm. She said she did her own makeup. The guy blasted her by saying, "You didn't do your own makeup. I did your makeup."
Oh.
Right on her comment. And so the letter, I guess, threatens him to delete his IG comment and stop babbling about their professional relationship.
Mm.
So I guess the guy's now telling everybody what's going on and all that
telling
type of
all
stuff.
Telling all her business.
Yep.
Mm.
So the next
Does he
step,
have the scoop on the whole Megan Thee Stallion, Trey Songz situation?
Possibly. That's probably why they want to, you know, shut his mouth right now.
Okay, because she was probably like, and then I said, dang, you're good in bed.
That's dangerous, too. That's really dangerous.
What's dangerous?
Like, you know, when you just got people working for you, you got to really trust them because, you know, you are telling them things that's going on. And they got to keep secrets.
You should never tell people things you don't want other folks to know.
That's very true.
That's why I just say it all.
I feel like a lot of people tell me stuff that I just really don't want to know.
Like
but
me.
It's, but it's like
they, I told you how my boob got burnt. I was talking with you yesterday about yeast infections.
Not even
when
that.
I missed my period and thought I was pregnant a couple weeks ago and I took a pregnancy test.
But not even that. Just like people that are I'm not even cool with. It's like they're just free to just tell me things. And I'm just like, I don't think you should have told me that, but okay.
I love when people tell me that. Like, it shows me all their cards.
It's a lot of pressure, though.
No, it's good.
Yeah, I know a lot of secrets.
I love secrets. Tell me some.
No,
speaking of secrets, Irv Gotti was recently on the Wendy Williams Show and decided to break the news. And I feel like I knew this for so many years, but could never get it out of Irv Gotti that he used to bang it out with Ashanti back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So him and Ashanti, they had sex.
Everybody,
close your eyes right now. No, seriously, because you know how beautiful Ashanti is, right? Her body is so beautiful. All right, so close your eyes right now and think about Irv Gotti. Okay, don't think about him so much, but think about Irv Gotti and Ashanti having sex. What are you thinking? I'm thinking it looks pretty good.
Ashanti looks amazing.
Ashanti looks amazing. Yes, absolutely. So I guess that's why him and his wife split up. Deb.
Wow. Jeez.
And remember when they had the reality show and it was like, you know, they raised the kids together, but they live separately, but they're cool and they're friends?
Yep.
Basically, I guess he got caught up because of Ashanti.
So is Ashanti single-handedly the reason why Murder, Inc. is not Murder, Inc. anymore?
Is that
what you're saying?
I don't think so. So this is what he said. When me and Deb separated, she caught me cheating. This is why I'm here. Ashanti is not a homewrecker, guys. Ashanti had nothing to do with me and Deb. Okay, so wait a minute. So maybe it was somebody else. He said, Deb caught me when I was filming the I Cry video in Baltimore. Deb, being the vicious person she is, she came down unannounced. She said, I'm Mrs. Lorenzo. Give me the room key. The door was latched, but she knows I'm in there. That's what broke me and Deb up. So then he said that Ashanti wasn't even in the picture, he said. So that it was later on.
Jeez.
It was later on.
Wasn't you directing? Like, was he working?
He was directing I Cry, but he was something else going on in his room with somebody else.
A lot of time with you.
But then I guess Ashanti came in the picture later on.
Okay.
And then he was like messing with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I kind of felt like it was always Ja Rule and Ashanti, but I guess not. It was Irv and Ashanti.
What about Ja Rule and J Lo?
No, I don't feel like it.
Okay.
No. But I wanted to see Drake and J-Lo.
Yeah.
That's a sexy
That'd
couple.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah, I would like to see them having
sex. What
about
Diddy and J-Lo?
No, I don't want to see Diddy and J-Lo. I don't. I want to see Shakira and J-Lo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
amazing.
One. That's really, guys, we're both on the same page with that one, right? Yeah, okay. Hot 3 countdowns on the way. We got tickets for Mike Epps.